The pastor, Reverend Ed, has a series that he calls Chit Chat with Ex-Transgender Pastor, CCWE, in which he invites interesting guests to chit chat with him on the subject of sexuality and life. So tonight, SIMB is going to present a live version of the Chit Chat. So please welcome Reverend Ed on stage once again with his guests, Pastor Cheryl, Brother Egbert, Susie, and Prajeev. Can we have everybody on stage, please? Once again, please put your hands together to welcome Reverend Ed, Pastor Cheryl, Brother Egbert, Susie, and Prajeev.
Sound. Come on, guys, you can clap better than that.
Let's give them a big round of applause.
Yes, encourage us, man, encourage us. So we're going to make it snappy, you know, because of time. How many of you can't wait to go home? Hands up. How many of you want to stay longer? Oh, great, great. There are some people who want to just chill with us tonight. So I'm just going to look through my questions. Okay, CCWE got started a few years ago. You want to do interpretation? Prop people, we need another mic for the interpreter, please. Okay, we started CCWE a few years ago.
Hello, testing.
Testing, okay. 那以前跨性牧师有约从很多年前就开始了。
So CCWE stands for Chit Chat with Ex-Transgender Pastor.
那英文字母 CCWE呢, 其实是代表以前跨性牧师有约。
So I've been doing CCWE, and it's one of a show that's on our YouTube channel.
那这是一个在我们 YouTube 的其中一个节目.
So basically, it's a chit chat time, and I have done the CCWE with various people from different parts of the world, just interviewing transgenders, interviewing regular people, just talking about life and even sexuality.
那这个节目呢，是牧师与不同的人呢，有一些 有一些访问啊，不同的背景啊，这样子。
So tonight, just before we start anything, I would like my four guests to just introduce yourself. So let's start with the lady in green here, the one who has been limping. I've been teasing you. Please tell us your name and which church you come from and how long have you been in SIMB RLM.
Thank you, Reverend. Okay, hi everybody. I believe that everyone knows me already with the limping thing. All right, so I'm Pastor Cheryl and I have been joining SIMB RM for 15 years.
那我们这位呢就是把Cheryl牧师他就参与了我们 SIMB RM已经有15年之久了。
Okay, let's go to the other end, the handsome man there. Tell us your name and how long have you been involved with our ministry, SIMB RLM, and which church you come from?
Hello, everyone. My name is Egbert Lee. I'm from GBM Gateway Church in Malacca. I'm connected to SIMB RLM for about 6 years.
Okay, thank you so much.
那位俊俏的呢，就是我们的 Egbert, 他参与六七年了，他从 GBS.
Okay, what about you?
Gateway.
Yeah, what about you, handsome young man?
Okay, shalom everyone. My name is Prajeev. I have known Rev Ed from about the year 2004, but I officially joined RLM in about 2012. That was 10 years ago. My hometown is Klang in Selangor, and so I moved here to Malacca in 2012.
Thank you so much.
那这位高大的呢，他从2004年已经认识了牧师，然后他的家乡呢是巴生，他来到马六甲。
Okay, let's go with this beautiful lady beside me. Can you introduce to us your name and how long have you been in SIMB RLM?
Hi everyone.
No, there's no sound. Just hold on, you got to wait for a minute, okay?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Susie. I'm from Iran. And actually, I'm 1 year ago, I joined to RLM.
All right.
Now, Susie.
Which church are you from? Oh, okay, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Susie 来自伊朗，她参与 SIMBRLM 从去年开始。
Okay, I'm going to dive into the next question. I'm looking at you, Brother Egbert. Can you share with us why did you join the Victory Meeting and began to allow yourself to be trained as a befriender to the sexually broken? Why did you make that move?
So, when knowing Reverend Edmund and his team, I joined this prayer meeting that they conducted. And from there, I know that they have a ministry that love and serve the sexually broken. So eventually I joined the VMeet. VMeet is a Victory Meeting, a once a month training conducted by Reverend Edmund that teaches on sexuality from a biblical perspective and the journey of recovery for those who are sexually broken. So, and I've learned a lot.
Thank you, Brother Egbert.
那 Egbert 弟兄呢，是从我们的祷告会呢认识了我们，然后他知道我们有一个就是得胜的那个课程呢，然后就是对那些性破碎啊，就是那方面的培训的。
Okay, let's go with Susie. Susie, why did you join a Silent Voice, a sign language club, and began to be trained as a befriender to the deaf? Why did you decide to do that?
Actually, me personally, very like to learn any language. Sorry, my English not so good. And then sign language and gesture and body language is include. And then myself, I have two sisters. One is elder than me, is a hard hearing, and one is younger than me, also is hard hearing. And because of there's something happened for them, and they are becoming too hard hearing. And I like to learn sign language and make a communication with the deaf people and also hard hearing. Maybe in the future also something happen for me.
Yep. Thank you so much, Susie.
那 Susie 为什么参与我们的静音班呢？那其中一个就是她很喜欢不同的语言，包括手语。然后另外一个呢，就是因为她有两位姐妹呢都有重听的问题，所以她也是有兴趣学这个手语。
Okay, let's go with you, Prajiv. Can you share with us, Prajiv, why did you actually make the decision to go on what we call the journey of recovery, in short, JOR, when an individual who is struggling with his or her sexuality and making a decision to move forward in life? And by the way, the journey of recovery is not just for LGBTQ. If you are a straight man and you are struggling, you're a womanizer, you can also go on the journey of recovery. If you're struggling with porn addiction, you can also go on the journey of recovery. So it's not just for LGBTQ, it's for anyone who is struggling with their sexuality.
那我们的复苏之旅呢，不是只是给就是那些准备要改变的那些前就是说同性恋啊那些人，而是给那些在性方面有问题的、有挣扎的人，也是可以来参与这个复苏之旅的。
Thank you, Didi.
So Rev, I was leading an ungodly sexual lifestyle in the past, and I just decided that I needed change, and so I sought sexual redemption in Christ through Christ. So that's why I embarked on the journey.
And we are super proud of you. As I've told you many times, I've seen how far you have come in your journey of recovery.
那为什么 Brajib 要参与这个复苏之旅呢？因为他之前在他的就是性方面呢有不属神的那些不好的，所以他决定还要改变。
Okay, Pastor Cheryl, last but not least, can you please share with us what was your sexuality before you became sexually redeemed?
I was bisexual for about 2 to 3 years when I was in my teenage year. And I remember clearly that at that time I was so longing for masculine love. But at the same time, I was also having an unhealthy relationship with a woman.
Thank you so much.
那我们的 Cheryl 牧师在他被救赎之前呢，他是双性，他有两三年的双性恋的那个生活，然后他跟其中一个女性也是有不健康的关系，可是他很渴望的，也是有男性的爱。
Okay, so I'm going to go with, I have actually a few questions, but I know it's kind of late. So I'm going to go with a last question for all four of you. Can I do that? Okay, I'd like to go with Brother Egbert first. What good advice would you give to anyone tonight here in TFD 2023 who is actually considering becoming a befriender to the sexually broken? Can you give them a good advice?
I would say for those who are considering to be a befriender, especially to the sexually broken, please do sign up. Go for it. As a school teacher, I get a lot of questions even from my school students about their gender identity. Some of them are really struggling even with their sexual lifestyle. So I think it is really important. And I think Reverend does a good job in showing us that hope in Christ is really powerful.
Thank you, Brother Egbert.
那 Egbert 说为什么他会参与这个我们的活动呢？ 因为他有些学生呢在性方面有那些困扰， 他们在性别啊， 就是他们性知识方面都有那些困扰， 所以他觉得我们的牧师呢 是可以对这些方面呢 有一个很好的一个课程。
Okay, let's go with Susie. Susie, similar to Brother Egbert, what good advice would you give to anyone tonight in TFD 2023 if they are considering signing up to be a befriender to the deaf? What advice would you give them?
Actually, I want to say, okay, for the befriender, for the deaf community, sign language is very important. But beside and next to the sign language is psychology is very important. And we must put ourselves in their position. If we want to be good befriender, must be put ourselves in their position and also must be very patient and for the helping be available.
那对于那些要成为聋人之益友的人呢，有什么好的忠告呢？书记说，我们要与他们有那个同理心，要有耐心，然后要站在他们的立场来想。
All right, let's go with Prajeev. Last question for you. Okay, what advice would you give anyone tonight if there is someone here who is struggling with their sexuality, whether it's a man or a woman? What advice would you give to that person, speak into his life or her life before they walk away from TFD 2023?
I would just say that, you know, change is definitely possible, but through Christ, you have to cooperate with Him. So it definitely wasn't easy at first for me. But, you know, I found with time that, you know, my struggles have got easier as I surrender to Him. So to give you an example, you know, I've struggled with pornography for a very long time. And, you know, from someone who used to watch pornography every single day, I've now not watched pornography in about 9 months. And, you know, like there's something that you teach, which is the chaining technique. So I went from, you know, watching it every day to maybe watching it once a week to once a month. And then I would go for periods of months without watching it. And then suddenly maybe something might happen and then I binge watch for a week. And now I'm not watching it at all. And I believe that wasn't me, that was God, you know, that's supernatural. And I just don't have a desire now to watch anything like that.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus.
然后对于像 Brajiv 那样的性破碎者呢，他要告诉大家的就是改变是可以的，在耶稣里面是有改变的。像他之前呢，可能他每一天都去上色情网站，然后现在呢，他几乎是没有在做这件事情了。All
right, last question for the night for CCWE TFD version 2023, Pastor Cheryl. Do you have any advice for the many sexually redeemed? But when I say sexually redeemed, there are people like me who used to struggle before and we went through the journey of recovery and the Lord has touched us, we have been set free. There are many out there. What advice would you have for them out there who have, they have neither stepped up to share their powerful testimony, they're still hiding, okay, and they have not chosen to become befrienders to the sexually broken? What advice would you give to all those hiding, sexually redeemed people out there?
Okay, so if you are one of them right here tonight, I would like to encourage all of you to stand up, you know, to share your stories, because once you share your stories, you are bringing hope into those who are struggling. You are telling them that, yes, change is possible. So, and any one of you who are out there, you know, you have this heart to be the befrienders. I would like to also encourage you to be that friend because they need people to go to and you are the one.
然后对于像我们的Sharon牧师一样是信向蒙属者的人呢, 他要鼓励大家就是如果你也是已经被救赎了就勇敢地站出来 因为我们需要你, 因为很多那心破碎的人呢, 可以看到你的例子的话, 他们看到希望。
Okay, put your hands together for the panel of CCWE tonight. Come on, put your hands together for the four of them. They shared their hearts with you. They deserve a bigger clap than that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Pastor Cheryl. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Prajiv. And thank you, Brother Egbert. And the interpreters too, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Let's give them a big round of applause. One last time, ladies and gentlemen, for sharing a beautiful story, the journey of their life, and of course, how they managed to achieve it and overcome it. Right, so we are coming to the final act for the